I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. A very good morning to everyone out there. Twitter, hit us there. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Welcome in our pal, our friend, Matt Clement. He joins former big leaguer. We love talking to him. Hello, Matt. How you doing?
Doing great today. Pretty cool. We're in the middle of June, and I can't remember the last time there's been like some Pirates buzz like there is in the air right now over the last couple of days. So it's kind of cool to hear in the middle of June.
Certainly. There's buzz over players. I don't know if there's buzz yet over this team and where they are in the standings, but there's certainly buzz over some individual players. Tell me, and you know what? We've talked a lot about how big he is. We've talked a lot about his skills and how hard the exit velocity is and everything, but I don't know if anybody's broken this down yet. And tell me about O'Neill Cruz and what you would try to do, because I'm fascinated by this, to try to get him out. Like, how, what holes do you see? Because I saw last night, I saw him swing at a sinker that bounced off the plate. And I see a guy that still's a little jumpy. He can hit the hell out of the ball and hit it, I mean, with a ton of velocity. What does a pitcher do for a young guy that seems jumpy but can hit the hell out of the ball? What would you do right now to try to get him out?
Well, I mean, somebody as long as he is, you know, you're in a major danger zone when you let him extend his arms. So, you know, when I'd answer these questions, I always revert to myself what I would do compared to, you know, somebody else that had different stuff. I would be throwing a lot of cutters in and sliders to chase, fastballs out of the zone. It's funny you say that he swung, you know. It'll be interesting to see as the time goes how much he chases and what he does, because I've been kind of thinking about him and doing a little bit more research on him now that he's here. And the look, he reminds you like of Vladdy Guerrero Sr., you know. But Vladdy Guerrero Sr. used to hit that 96.
He may be the best bad ball hitter in Major League Baseball history.
Could have played cricket.
So it's funny you said he chased that, but I mean – it's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. You always have that time frame where the superstar comes up, and he is so unique. Another comparable, I was like, because it's funny. Everybody's like, oh, put him at first base. We don't have a first base. And I'm like, well, he throws the ball harder than anybody in the whole major leagues on a second throw of his career. Yeah, it's hard to waste that arm at first base. But it's like a Corey Seager. Like, is he going to be able to stay at shortstop? Nobody thought Corey Seager at 6'6" would be playing shortstop. And Cruz is a superior athlete, you know, and probably a better arm. So it's interesting. But I think, me personally, I'm trying to tie him up and get him to chase stuff, just because of the excitement that he has being here and the major pop he has. But I think as time goes on, it'll be interesting to see how some of these big league pitchers do end up attacking him. But at the same time, credit to the Pirates. Saying, you know, I know the Reds are like the ultimate tank team this year, and the Cubs are right on their heels with tanking. But they're cleared four games of both those teams right now, and in third place. And I think everybody just thought the Pirates would be a 120 game lost season or something, breaking records and everything else. So yeah, they do deserve some credit right now, and that's that they're hanging in there and kind of, you know, I think everybody was complaining that they didn't start with Cruz up, and he's up there now. And you know, it's reminiscent for me, a comparable situation is, you know, there's all this build up for him coming up and the whole arbitration and holding him back. And we talked about that before, but like I had that with Mark Pryor too. And it kind of gives you a shot in the arm in the middle of June when that does come up, when the person comes up, because he's such a hyped person. And, you know, it's two games in, nothing to get too excited about, but he sure is impressive.
Matt, we were talking a little bit yesterday. Garrett Cole threw an absolute gem at the Rays down in Tampa the other day. And you know how many Yankee fans there are down there in that area. There were only 16,000 people in that warehouse of a ballpark, but there was a standing O for Cole as he walks off after one or two outs in the eighth when they finally lifted him. And I think we all agree it's one of the worst atmospheres for baseball in Major League Baseball, whatever the trop, I guess, is still the name. Did you ever have an opportunity to walk out there at that place and go, man, why are we playing baseball, as Colin has referenced it before, in what feels like a hollowed out Costco?
I remember that the one line that I used to hear from different people, like they call it the flop at the trop, because that was the kind of a nickname for stadium. I used to hear that other players would comment or different people, but, It was a tough place to play. I would rather be indoors there than in the middle of in July in the middle of summer in Tampa in a non-retractable roof. But that was about the only bonus for it. But I mean, it is Yankees. I mean, that's Yankees town that Steinbrenner built down there for spring training. So that's not surprising. It's a Yankees festival down there. It's kind of like it was in Milwaukee with the Cubs. There's people. We had more Cubs fans in Milwaukee than Milwaukee had fans. So that's to be expected. But it's a tough atmosphere because it's indoors. There's nobody there. Balls are hitting the roof, and they're hitting the game or hitting the ceiling and coming down and changing direction and everything else. And kind of a tough place, especially a team that's had that much success playing in that place and still not drawing the fans, even though they're going a rough go of it right now with some injuries.
Matt, the Pirates are trying to build to something here, and the hope is that all this young talent can eventually lead to some playoff success. When you got to Chicago in 2002, the club wasn't very good, but the next 2 years, obviously, you were. Could you feel that building? And is there a feeling in the clubhouse when that's happening?
Oh, there definitely is. And our situation was a little different because it was a situation where you saw this rotation come together that, you know, when you get a good pitching rotation come together, and a few talented players around it on in the field, you can go pick and choose some veteran guys and like the Eric Karras and Mark Grzelcyk and the kind of people we picked and choose to join us. And then, hey, you're in the race. Let's go grab Kenny Lofton and Aramis Ramirez and put your team in a great situation. So you can kind of feel it, but we were in a unique situation where, you know, Kerry Wood's there already. He's an up-and-coming star and one of the hardest people to hit. Mark Pryor comes up. I got traded over there, and it didn't seem like, you know, I was going to impact the rotation, and I was able to really quick. And then Zambrano came up, and, you know, he basically came up at the same time. So all four of us came up together and were pretty successful. And you can build around that real quick when you have that starting rotation. I'd say that's kind of the next piece for the Pirates is they get a couple people in that rotation that they can really, you know, that they can really count on. And, there's been a lot of high draft picks and different things. I'm not completely familiar with the Pirates, you know, farm system. But, man, they grab a couple pieces in that rotation to put around some of this talent there. There is, you know, you can have a buzz real quick. And somebody, you know, when you have this ultimate, like, potential prospect, I mean, we talked earlier in the year, Cruz is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, and even after he didn't make the roster out of spring training, they were going to hold him back till May or June. So this isn't something that, you know, that creates a lot that you can build behind, and some of these other guys have been playing really well. So hopefully they kind of parlay that into some success.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. All right, let's have a fun conversation here. We had on John Wehner, we have a John Wehner on every week. But a couple weeks ago, and today is going to be extremely hot here in Western Pennsylvania. It was hot yesterday. John Wehner said, and we were talking about this, he said, the hottest place I've ever been in my life, he said it may be the hottest place on earth, maybe a little hyperbole at play, was in St. Louis playing baseball in St. Louis, especially if it was like a Sunday game or a getaway day game. You played plenty of games in St. Louis. He said there were times in which at the old stadium that his feet would be so hot that they would hurt. How hot is a day game in St. Louis?
Well, I completely agree with everything he said. it was, go outside today or even like yesterday and then like go to about 99% humidity with it and be at the hottest point of the day and add about 15 degrees. Because that's what it felt like in Busch Stadium on the turf. It was miserable. It was hot. It was, you know, I think about this, you know, you had mentioned it to me yesterday, and I started thinking back. I kind of, like, the Midwest could get so hot. So you had some days like that in Cincinnati when it was Old Riverfront Stadium, and even in Wrigley, because we played all-day games almost when I was there. And it becomes for me as a pitcher, it became a mental battle almost, where I got to make sure that I was drinking so much water and had the pneumonia towel sitting beside me and the ice towels and everything else, like just to make sure you were going to be, you know, it was a mental battle that I have to be better than this guy on the other side. But the story of your feet feeling like they're burning, that's completely true.
What's worse, that or the cold, Matt?
What's that?
What's worse, that or the cold?
I think that the cold was worse for me because I hated the cold and having to figure it out. And I felt like, I guess I brainwashed myself into, I'll have the advantage. I'm going to be in better shape than the guys on the other team when the heat's there. I'm going to figure out a way to be in better shape than that other pitcher. Whether it was just a complete brainwash and I was teasing myself, I felt like that was an advantage. Almost, I did that at Wrigley. You know, obviously there's a lot of nice places to go out at Wrigley and eat and everything else. And you, after two or three day games at Wrigley in the middle of a heat wave like this, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm going home and I'm going to bed at time. And these guys are in Wrigley and, you know, going to have a good meal and whatever the case may be and having to get up the next day three times in a row. So I think they're both pretty bad, but I always use the advantage of the heat. I try to use the advantage of the heat in my mind as I had an advantage in the game.
You know how, like, when you're driving on a highway and you could see the heat and it, like, it's wavy on all the way off in the distance and you could see it kind of coming off the road. You know what I'm talking about? You just see that heat
on the
horizon.
Yeah, I can see it in St. Louis.
People said it. People have told me that outfielders, and I've had somebody tell me that was a big leaguer. They said, if you stood in center field, you could see into the batter's box, you could see the heat. And they weren't joking around.
No, it was amazing. Like, everything he said is I can't, you know, it's really rare to, like, him say all those comments, make all those things, and those things all went through my mind at some point.
Was there ever a guy, you know, Matt, I'm sorry to cut you off, was there ever a guy that was up there just sweating like a pig and you said, oh, I got this big fatso?
I always felt bad for the catcher because I remember like times in Chicago and Todd Hundley in between innings just coming up in the clubhouse, just laying down in the clubhouse in the air conditioning because it was in between innings because it was like, it was so brutal. And I mean, I used to leave the dugout in between innings because it was so brutal. But yeah, no, there is, you know, the hitters get some break in between when they're sitting down in between. It's the pitchers that really, like, you get it. I'll tell you where you bury yourself. And I know I did this multiple times in places like this. You go out there for that 35 pitch inning and you're done. You know, you if you can't get through those innings in like 20 or less, you go 35 pitches, next inning you're throwing about 8 mile an hour slower, and you feel like you're just out there in quicksand trying to get through it, and you are done. And the hitters know it too. That's a quick day for you, and you feel even worse the next day because it just completely tears your body apart.
Well, there it is. So stay cool. Put the towels on. All the tricks. It's, and you know what's crazy too in Major League Baseball? It's the same tricks you use when you're like 12. Put the towel on your neck, fan, drink lots of water. There's nothing different. There really isn't.
Yeah, I wonder what it's. I wonder if there's anything new now. I mean, now that I've been out so long, there has to be some kind of a. There has to be some kind of a new thing that they're doing right now that makes it a little bit better. But I can feel you could. I was on the baseball field a little bit yesterday with my son at their practice, and you could just feel it there. And I came home and got in the house and was like, get in the air conditioning. I'm falling asleep.
You know what blows me away?
It takes it out of you.
I drove by a baseball field. It was like a travel team practice or whatever, and they had shorts on, and it blew me away. I couldn't believe they had shorts on. I was almost mad about it. I wanted to stop and say, put pants on.
I can't let my kids do that. I actually, if there's the only way my kids will roll into practice with shorts and a real practice, you know, if it's just me and them out there, or they're doing something one-on-one or two-on-one or whatever, that's all right. But, and they get mad at me. They would get mad at me at times. I said, if it's not, If it's not specific in the notes that say, wear shorts today because it's so hot, then you're wearing pants.
There we go.
And then we get there, and they all look at me like, what are you doing, Dad? I'm the only one.
Well, it is what it is. All right, Matt, great stuff. We'll chat next week. We appreciate it, as always.
All right, thanks, guys.
Matt Clement. I want to get in the pitch clock with him next week and how that is. Have you seen the times in minor league baseball? It is phenomenal.
They're dialing it back.
It's incredible how much shorter these games are than they were before. And we got to talk to Matt about that next week. Breakfast Bites coming up. And is there more Deshaun Watson news? I mean, as always, it seems like every day. So we'll talk about that just a little bit. Ken Rice has a story for you. There is a guy locally, well, that used to be local, I guess, that is probably in the worst predicament anybody in this country can be in. I can't think of a worse situation he's about to walk into. And Ken Rice is going to tell us all about it before the hour's out. Yes, Ken Rice from KDK News. Morning show brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. And let me tell you right now, because we were just talking so much about the heat, that you better be protected from it. Armstrong Comfort Solutions has you covered. They're going to get that HVAC system, that air conditioning system in your house and get it in the right system. The energy efficient system, going to save you money on your future energy bills. You call for a free analysis or estimate and or estimate right now. Armstrong Comfort Solutions. They're going to beat any competitor's written quote. They're going to ensure you get the best deal. So make that call today. You call Armstrong Comfort Solutions or visit armstrongcomfort.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sure is. Breakfast Bite, sponsored by American Natural Eatery, and we got a breakfast bite for you, and it is from Greg Brown, TV side last night.
A drive to right, hit deep, and clear the deck, blimey! First big league home run! This is just remarkable to watch.
Blimey! Blimey! Crowley thoughts?
I love it.
Yeah?
It's just cheese on cheese on cheese, baby, which works in baseball broadcasting.
You know the photo from the night before that, I apologize, I don't know if Matt Fried or Chris Horner or someone from the Pirates took it, of O'Neill Cruz rounding second with that big smile on his face on that bases clearing double? That was pure unadulterated baseball joy, visually. The audio version of pure unadulterated baseball joy is Greg Brown with Blimey. I love it.
A question, though. The translation for in pirate talk, isn't blimey, does it mean surprise?
I'm on it.
So was he surprised that he hit a home run? I don't know. Like when a pirate exclaims, because is that what he's getting at? Or is he getting at like the British blimey?
It is pirate lingo. Blimey, surprise, shock, blow me down, phase of amazement, or shock.
Okay, so I guess it fits. It fits. It would... I like it. I do. I'm reading too deep into it, for sure. I like it. But to me, when I heard it, was like, that means surprised. Is he surprised that Bly Madras, that's the guy's name, right?
Sure
Bly
is.
Madras hit a home run? Or is it just like, wow, this is shocking what's going on in the last couple days? Will he use blimey all the time with the home
run?
Oh,
yeah.
That's the big question.
Even in just British, it says, used to express one's surprise, excitement, or alarm.
Yeah.
Excitement? Okay, there it is.
Excitement.
A shortening
excitement.
Of gore blimey, which itself is a euphemism for God blind me.
Jeez.
Like, you're that shocked.
I'm
can't
stunned.
Believe I saw this.
I hope it gets to the point where it's not a surprise that Bly Madras hits a home run, that he's just a common home run guy.
I don't know.
No,
I think you're gonna be a handful of these, and maybe no more.
Yeah, you think Bly Madras' career is going to hit a real quick crescendo, and then like the guy on Price is Right, you're like, and then boom. You think that's happening?
I took a deep dive into the statistics of the minor leagues.
Tell me
of Blimey, and he's just okay. He's 26. He's old for the minors, and he has
well, you're raining
numbers.
On his parade.
Seriously,
this is,
Adam.
I mean, this is. This is Bly's day today.
Yeah, why did I do this?
So what happened? You looked at this guy's stats and you think that he's a one-hit wonder and that was the hit?
He hits a tater. Greg Brown says, blimey. And I think, okay, are there going to be more blimeys in the future? And unfortunately, I think the answer is no.
You think that's it? One and done for this guy?
A handful. There's going to be a handful of blimey bombs.
Okay.
Blimey bombs. Side note, cliffhanger, the Price is Right game that you mentioned with the yodeler.
Does it go anymore?
Low-key, the... It's right there with Plinko for best prices, right, game.
I like that. I like the hole in one.
That's good.
Or two. I like that. I like that.
Hit the button
always,
and the sign spins
around.
Yeah,
I'm always surprised by it, that it spins around.
Oh, look at that.
Or the element of surprise that the crowd acts as if they have to think that they've never seen it before,
right.
That they actually get two shots. I do like that one. Plinko's okay. Plinko gets stuck more than you think.
It does.
It does.
It's an unfortunate byproduct of being
Plinko
the best game show.
Is now wonderful at the bar. They do it the shot Plinko at a couple places. You start it, and then it goes down, and then whichever one it lands in is the shot you buy. And you get a dollar off whatever shot that is, depending on the locale.
Oh, that could be tough.
Blimey.
All right, one guy is in for probably the worst time of his life. There's no question. And someone else, you know, I noticed something at the pool. I really did. And I wonder if it's absolutely, every time I see this, I say, is that fraudulent? Is that fraudulent? Every single time that I see it. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a couple minutes. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy,
the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every single time I see someone with a tattoo that has Asian writing, I wonder if it really says what they were told it supposedly says. The pool is a big place for that. You'll see a guy, tramp stamp tattoo he's got, and it's some kind of Lao script or Sondip or Thai or Thai Viet, something like that, and they're letters. And I've never walked up to that person. But I'm so intrigued all the time that I want to walk up and you think like, or, you know, it has a Taiyo script, something. There's some Asian writing. And you want to walk up and say, what does that say? What are those three things? And somebody will say, well, it means victory. And it might, what percentage is accurate on Asian tattooed letters on people in America?
How many people are doing the requisite research?
Correct.
And not just walking into a tattoo shop and saying,
taking their word for it.
That one means power? Yeah. I'd like that on my, right above my ankle, please.
Give it to me. Put it right on there. Put it on there on my side, you know, with a picture of my kid and then a thing that says, you know, patience or something.
A, I don't trust it. Never would. B, does this person want you to have to ask? Because if you really care that much about the word on your body, why don't you just put
get
it
the
in
word.
Damn English?
Look at you, you know. I mean,
and it says milk because I'm passionate about my 2%.
I also have a question. Like, in the Far East, in China, in Japan, in Vietnam, are they getting words in English tattooed on them?
Right. That says, like, goes hard, you know, on their...
No fear.
Right. I wonder, because the pool right now, this is high time to see, especially, and now they're aging into moms that got these in, like, college.
Yeah.
Like, the 40, 45-year-old moms that got these 20 years ago, and dads that got, like, the barbed wire-ish kind of thing with an Asian sort of
right.
Words in there. And I every single time I wonder, like, I want to do a poll and stop. I wish I had time to do this. Stop every person in America and say, and walk around with a translator and say, what do you think that says on your arm? Well, I know what it says. What are you talking about? It says victory. All right, my man, what does this say? It doesn't say victory.
It says
cat. You know, like I wonder what the accuracy level is. Like, if you go into the Southside and you're on Carson Street and you're dodging bullets and you're there at 12 something at night and you go into the tattoo parlor and you say, hey, Asian writing, what's that mean right there? That means in God we trust. Okay, put it on me. Then you walk up and find a real Asian person that knows how to read that writing. And that it's a Ty Lee script or something. And they say, that doesn't mean in God we trust. That means windmill.
At
the hell's that guy talking about?
A 50-year-old woman.
Right.
You can at least say it doesn't mean target here.
And do Mandarin characters lose their meaning if they start to sag a little bit in the middle?
They very well could.
There's also no checks and balances at the tattoo places.
None.
They don't have to be accurate.
No.
They just don't.
No.
This is why if I ever got a tattoo, I could never get a tattoo on a part of my body that I couldn't view regularly.
Now like, there's an app. See, people say, I'm sure there's an app. Okay, that's great. Was there an app, though,
not
in 2001?
No.
So what,
that's
I'm supposed
my
to
whole
scan
point.
It on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
I walk in there, I take a picture of this. If you don't know what you're getting before you walk in there, you have failed the process already.
Text here. My buddy has an Asian tattoo. We allegedly thought it said strength and peace. We asked the guy. It apparently says stinky trash.
No.
There we go. My friend tried to get a fear no evil tattoo. An Asian professor told us, no way. That means chicken. These are the texts we're getting. I'm telling you, and the reason I say this, I saw three different people at the pool the other day that are aging moms and dads mm-hmm. that obviously got these 20 years ago, and I wanted to ask them, what do you think that means? What do you think that – and it might be accurate. I might be the guy off here. They may be 100% accurate. But that being said, I just don't know if they are. Ken Rice, our friend from KDKA, he found a story with the guy who probably, outside of getting a true death sentence, like you know you're going to die, is facing the worst future that you'll find. Listen to this story from KDKA.
The local man was sentenced to 14 years in a Russian prison. The Butler Eagle reports Mark Fogle of Butler was sentenced for, quote, large-scale cannabis smuggling. Last August, Fogle was detained at an airport in Moscow, accused of trying to smuggle marijuana into the country.
Mark Fogle's going to have a rough go at this.
Sure is.
14, ask Brittany Griner.
Yeah, 14 years as an American in a Russian prison.
Oof. What are you doing?
14 years, and I bet he doesn't see the end of it. I think in 14 years, will Mark Fogle walk out of that Russian prison?
If he does, no one will know.
I don't think he makes it.
Mark Fogle will not walk out. The new Mark Fogle will. Changed by Siberia.
14 days in an American prison sucks. 14 years in a Russian prison? Give me the box.
For weed.
You're not coming out of there.
Well, you say for weed, but if that's their law, that's their law. You broke their law.
I guess.
Why do you need to
bring
the weed?
There's no guess about it. That's their law. You knew that going in. That's their law.
How much do you like weed? I love weed. I'll say it. I love marijuana. I ain't taking it to Russia. I didn't take it to New Jersey because I don't want to travel across state lines with it. I'm a smart man.
Yeah.
Fogle? Dummy.
Our friend Lou, I got a tattoo. I thought it said peace. I asked somebody, it says scissors. I'm telling you, the accuracy rate on these Asian tattoos can't be great. Because, again, there was no, especially with, like, my age group where they were hot with. A lot of women that are my age that were in college at the time were like, oh, I'm getting this one. It means serenity. No, it doesn't. It means panda bear.
And I know you. You ain't about that serenity life.
Right. Yes.
Sorority life.
Yeah. Oh, man. This fascinates me. It really does. And I keep seeing it. I keep seeing these women that are like my age at the pool, and they've got these fading. It could just be a little ankle one. It could be something on your foot. Could be a guy with, like I said, barbed wire in the middle of it, this Asian sort of saying or whatever, a couple different characters of Asian characters. And I don't think that they're all accurate. I don't. What are you laughing at, Crowley?
We've had, what, 5 texts already from people.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is Pittsburgh. There are. I'm saying it. There are hundreds of thousands of people in this country that have, like, scissors written on their leg in Chinese.
You know what? The inverse is such a great point. You don't see a lot of Asian dudes at the pool with the word peace on their arm.
No.
You don't.
You go to a pool somewhere in Taiwan today.
Right.
There aren't people walking around with cat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not happening. Not happening. All right, Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Midweek morning mouth off. That's next. Get it in right now. Get on the line. Get on hold. We got to make this one really strong today. Today's midweek morning mouth off brought to you by Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is raving about. Here is your question. It's real simple. Is Chase Claypool a diva? Why or why not? We need a hot response from you. Is Chase Claypool a diva? Best answer wins a live casino prize pack. Live casino in Greensburg. Is Chase Claypool a diva? Line up the calls next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo, top of the next hour. Right now, though, oh, wait, let me tell you about this. 93.7 The Fan, we want to visit youth baseball and softball teams in action. Parents, coaches, send us that email, 937, youthsports at 937thefan.com. We'll get out to one of your games. Play that hard-driving music right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Midweek morning mouth-off right now. Okay, here we go. 7:45 on Wednesdays. That's about right now. Get ready for the midweek morning mouth-off. Best take on the topic. Turn it down just a little bit. Yes. So the best one wins a live casino prize pack, includes a branded tote, hand towel, coaster set, stress ball, and a gift certificate to the to live casino that's out there in Greensburg. Here is your topic today. 412-928-9370 is the number. Get in line. Is Chase Claypool a diva? Yes or no? Why or why not? Line up the calls and let's get it moving. Crowley, are you ready to pull this off?
Let's do it, baby.
All right, midweek morning mouth off. Is Chase Claypool a diva? Get the calls going. Who do we have?
We got Reggie in Wilkinsburg.
Oh, Reg. Big Reg. Let's go, Reggie. Is Claypool a diva? Yes or no?
No, I just think he's kind of young and immature. Like, when he's celebrating after, you know, you make a first down, or when he talked about the Browns after the Browns beat us. It's kind of like when, you know, you're a kid, if a girl turns you down in front of your boys, you're going to be like, that's why you're ugly anyway, you know? I don't think he's a diva yet, but I just think right now he's just very immature.
Very immature. You know what? I like Reggie's call. I like it. I really do. Keep Reggie on hold. What do you think of Reggie? I thought it was a pretty good leadoff batter.
Logical take. Maybe not quite the spice we're looking for.
Right.
We could turn the temperature up a little bit, but a good take nonetheless.
Not bad. You're ugly anyway. Pretty good line from Reg. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Chase Claypool, diva or not? Crowley, what do we got?
We got Robert.
Robert, go.
Hey, guys, what's up? Is Chase Claypool a diva? He's a top three receiver. He's the best-looking receiver on the team. Actually, no, of course he's a diva. All he cares about is getting up and dancing just like Juju. He doesn't do the TikToks, but let me tell you one thing. He sure as heck doesn't care if time's running out on the clock. He sure doesn't care if they need to score a touchdown to win the game. Top three receiver. Best-looking receiver on the team. He's a diva.
All right. Okay. That's Robert. Robert going for the same shtick twice, circled it back. You reset it during that call. No, not bad. It
have
was
a strong
okay.
opening and closing.
Yeah, he framed it. Yep,
gave you sort of the okey-doke
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he did. He did give us the okey-doke. Who do we have? Chase Claypool. Is he a diva? Yes or no? Midweek morning mouth off.
Sal.
Sal, let's go.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Is Chase Claypool a diva? Yeah, I think that quote, I'm a top three wide receiver, got cut off. Because he couldn't have really meant that. He had to have said, I'm a top three wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is he an actual diva? I don't know. Is he a diva when a center has to come over and pull the ball out of his hand while he's acting like he got a first down in the two-minute drill? Maybe. He's another TikTok social media guy just like Juju Smith-Schuster. Great, make your money doing that. But that doesn't help the team. There is 0% of Pittsburgh that enjoyed him saying, I am a top three wide receiver. He put a target on the back of him and the Steelers now every time they play. That's bulletin board material for other teams. Terrible ideas. He is a diva. He's not on the Antonio Brown's level, but he's getting there.
Diva in the making, if you are. All right, Crowley, who's better, that guy or the very first caller, Reg in Wilkinsburg?
Reggie's still on.
I think I'd go between Reggie and Robert, honestly. I thought Sal there was weak sauce.
Sal is not good. All right, beat Sal. Hopefully you can topple Reggie. 412-928-9370 is the number. That's 412-928-9370. We got to amp it up. Like, let's explain the midweek morning mouth off. We want heat. We want fire. We want flames. We've had a couple weeks, and maybe it's a vacation week and there are a lot of people out of town, or it's slow, or maybe you've got bucko fever and there's that right now, and that's taking you away from it. But we want sharp takes. We want takes where you take it right up against, okay, will they dump me or not? Right up against that line. We don't want to have to dump you, but we want you to be really spicy. Crowley, who do we have?
We got Bob in Johnstown.
Bob in Johnstown. Chase Claypool, Diva, yes or no, that live casino gift card and prize pack in the balance. What do you got, Bob?
Act like you've been there before. This guy is not acting like he's been there before. Therefore, yes, he is a diva, and he needs to grow up.
Okay. All right. Succinct. Short and sweet. Short and sweet. Still Reggie, the leader in the clubhouse. Who's next?
I would say so. Let's go with Greg.
Greg, let's go.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Listen, so Diva, when you say Diva, you think of, like, Mariah Carey, right? Beyonce, Aretha, right? Accomplished. Even though they're high maintenance, they've done something. They're the top of the top, right? This guy's nowhere near the top. He's not good enough. He doesn't work hard enough. He has nothing. He's top three. He's not even top three with the Steelers right now. I mean, it's pretty easy to see that we got a lot more talent.
All right, enough of him. It's good thoughts. You know, I like the thought process. He just can't verbalize it.
Right. He built the argument well.
Yes.
He just didn't execute it.
All right, two more. Who do we have?
We got two Ryans. We'll start with one Ryan.
All right,
we'll go to the next.
Go Ryan, the first Ryan. He doesn't know the difference between the second Ryan, but he's the first one. But you're going to be the first Ryan today and not the second. So go Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that's me and start talking.
Yes.
Chase Claypool just needs to grow up. He's not a diva. He was just saying he has potential to be the top in the top three wide receivers of the league. But he just needs to grow up. And, you know, he's a kid. It's going to take a little time. You'll really see if he's a diva when he's not on the Steelers anymore. You see what Antonio Brown did.
Okay. Other Ryan. Yes.
Ryan, too.
Yeah, it's Brian with a B. Anyway, he is 100% a diva. You don't go on a talk show. You go practice your football.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's only got two touchdowns last year, if I'm right. Most top three receivers are going to do that in the first game they're playing. He doesn't got it on the field. He needs to practice his skills and show up. He's got to walk the talk, not talk it.
Yeah. You know what?
Brian with a B may have just locked it up.
We like Brian with a B or Reggie? What's our vote?
I like Brian with a B.
So do
Brian with a B walked it off there.
Is Brian still on the phone?
He is now.
Brian, where are you from?
I live in Carnegie Collier.
Okay. Hey, both. All right. It's a dual residency. You like casinos?
I gamble all the time.
Well, you're going to gamble more at the live casino in Greensburg. Stay on hold. Crowley will tell you how to get a hold of this prize pack. You win it this week. Great, great stuff from Brian with a B. Where did he say? Carnegie Crafton?
Carnegie Collier.
All of it.
Probably,
all of it.
Probably Crafton, too.
Yes. He's a man about town. He sure is, and he won. So there he is, Brian with a B. Go practice your football, you lunk. I think what we figured out, though, is – the temperature on Chase Claypool right now in Pittsburgh is not very –
it's a little cool.
Yeah, people don't like the guy. Man, Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here, now's the time to get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. 91 for a high this afternoon. Maybe a little rain around tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 82.
That's the weather.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.